What's up, family? BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, contests, events with first-to-market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league from the MLB, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game betting, props and futures. Head to BetOnline today or use your mobile device to join today and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code BELIEVE50, BLEAV 50 to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts, who's a proud sponsor of the Boss Man Show on your radio. Man show with new head coach Louisiana Tech Bulldog down in Ruston, Louisiana, out of Conference USA. Sonny Cumbie with me. Sonny, how you doing, man?
Hey, I'm doing well. I'm doing well. Excited to be on. I appreciate you having me on this morning.
Anytime, man. I'm gonna ask you, how does it make you feel, man, to be a head coach in the FBS, man, and having your own program, man, and living down in Ruston, man?
Yeah, I'm very appreciative. Really, it's an honor. I'm very excited. There's not a lot of them that go around in terms of head coaching opportunities, and those are very rare. And so, just very fortunate to be here. I think that being able to be in this position is really accumulation of a lot of people pouring into me and a lot of people trying to help me along the way and guide me and really teach me and lead me on what it would to be like if you ever get this opportunity. And so, there's not a book that you can read to prepare you for it. There's a lot of hard knocks that you can get along the way and lessons you learn. But it's been a lot of fun. It's been very fast and furious, but I've really enjoyed it. And it's been good to be here in Ruston at Louisiana Tech around a lot of really great players and great people.
Now, for you, Sonny, what point did you want to decide you want to get into coaching? I know you played in the NFL briefly in the Rent-A-Runner Football League as well. So, at what point did you get that coaching itch to want to get on this side of the fence?
I always wanted to coach. I really did. I just didn't know whether it was going to be the college or the high school ranks. And whenever I finished playing college at Texas Tech in 2004, I was in between, didn't get drafted. I tried out for the Arena League, and I played in the Arena League for 3 years for the Los Angeles Avengers. But before that started, I substitute taught. And so I realized quickly whenever I substitute taught that the high school lesson plans and the high school teaching and coaching was going to be a little bit much for me. And so that's whenever I knew that the college ranked, I think I wanted to do that. And really, I coach because of how I was coached in high school. My high school coach was David Ball, the son of legendary NFL player Sammy Ball. And so he coached me in a way that made me appreciate football, made me have a lot of fun, but worked very hard. And so that's why I coach. And I love this game because the interactions on a daily basis with your players, with your assistant coaches, with your coworkers in the office, I think that really drives me. And I think it drives probably all coaches. And that's why they probably do it on some level, is just the daily interactions with their players and their coaches.
I hear that. Now, for you, Sonny, my excuse, man, you was assistant coach for a while, Texas Tech and TCU. How did you kind of prepare yourself to become a head coach, man? And kind of take those lessons you learned from those different guys you worked for and make your own plan now that you have your own gig.
Well, I think that everywhere that you're at, you learn from coaches. You learn from situations that they encounter. I think you just try to pay as much attention to things as you can when you're sitting in those staff meetings. I mean, I worked for Gary Patterson for 7 years. And probably, one of the greatest head coaches to ever coach this game, and doing things the right way, doing things, at a place for 22 years, I believe, was at one place. And so sitting in those staff meetings and listening to the wisdom that he imparted on all of us as assistants, The same whenever I was working with Neil Brown, whenever he was at Texas Tech as a coordinator, working with Cliff Kingsbury, you know, working for Mike Leach. You just try to just listen and learn and soak up, you know, work for Matt Wells for a year and really show me what it was like to be organized, to have a great plan. And you know, so I think that's the way you approach it is you want to be the best assistant that you can be. And you want to work with a sense of urgency to make the coordinator and to make the head coach's jobs easier. And all the while, if the opportunity to advance presents itself, you want to be prepared. And how you prepare yourself is really no different than how we try to get our players to prepare for a season. It's just different. We're not in the weight room. We're not out on the practice field as much, changing direction and going through football. But you're watching film. You're studying offense. You're studying defenses. You're paying attention and recruiting meetings in terms of how the roster is put together, the scholarship number allocations. Academically, you know, what are the standards? How are kids getting into school? And now you have a whole other really world of transfer portal and NIL that you have to deal with and try to pay attention to.
I hear that. And for you, Sonny, what's going to be your ideal bulldog you want in your program? Some of your program foundational core values, man.
As far as a player or just the core values?
Both, the player and the core values.
Yeah, the first thing in terms of a player, I think the number one thing we look for is do they love to practice? Do they love to play the game? I think so many kids now why are you doing what you do? Do you do it because you really, truly love it? Or do you do it because, you know, it may be a means to an end? And ultimately, it's a little bit of a means to an end for everyone. But you can tell guys love showing up every day to practice. They love the weight room. They love to be coached. The talent part of it goes without saying because you have to have a certain level of talent to recruit or in to stay in this position for a while, which we hope to do and we plan on doing. And so the talent part of it takes care of itself. But do they love to play? Are they coachable? And are they a great teammate? You know, and now those are the things that you can all observe much better in an in-person evaluation than you can over a huddle highlight. You have to get our coaches out there in front of them and watch. And so I think those are the main things that we look for. They love the game. Do they love to practice? Are they competitive? And then also, are they coachable?
The
core values, you know, from the standpoint of what you asked from our program, the things that I want our players to leave here with, we talk about all the time. The first thing we talk about is loyalty. And I try to sink it down into one thing where they have a snap word. And for them, loyalty is about action. I can say anything, but what I do, you know, says way more than what my word and my voice says. And so we talk about being loyal to your teammates, being loyal to yourself, being loyal to this game. The only reason I'm on this interview with you right now is because of the game of football. It's afforded me a lot of opportunities. It's afforded our players a lot of opportunities. And so we challenge them to be loyal to the game and how they prepare every single day, to be loyal to the university, be loyal to your family. And all of that means action. You've got to do it. You know, and so the next thing that we talk about is just being consistent. So loyalty, consistency. What is consistency for us? Is it do you do what you say when you do it? You know, when you mean, and it's being reliable. So it's loyalty's action. Consistency is, are you reliable? And the next one is connection. We talk about connection all the time, and connection being doing. You know, that's what our players would say. It's about doing. So it's about, and when we go to a team meal, it's not about being on our phone. It's about sitting down, having a verbal conversation with our teammate. It's about connecting with them with our eyes and our body language. It's about being present in that moment. And we all want to be known. And in order for us to be known, you know, we have to know others. We have to listen. We have to slow down, listen to what our teammates are saying. We have to hear it. It doesn't mean that everybody's going to be kumbaya all the time. But it does mean you're going to have probably two or three guys that are going to be really close to you and that you want to be really well connected to them. And we want to be connected to our university. We want to be connected to our city. And so we have to actually go out and do things to make sure that connection is there with our student body. And we have to make sure that we go out and do things to make sure that connection is there with the city of Ruston. And so loyalty, connection, consistency, and the fourth thing and the last thing, because I think if you get more than that, it's too many, and is service. And when we say service, our players should know service. They should think, how can I give? And what I mean by that is there's life and death in every interaction that you have. You bring life or you bring death to our team every day, in every meeting, in every interaction in the hallway.
And we want to be a group of men that give. How can I give to my team? How can I give to my family? How can I give to this school and to this university? So those are the things that we really try to teach our players. And you know, I think that if we can try to master a couple of those and improve on the other two, then I think we'll have a chance to be a pretty successful team as well.
Now, Sonny, my interns are across the glass shaking their head because these are things I tell them all the time. You just lay down what I tell my interns all the time, Sonny. Seriously, you just did that. Did you tell them to say that? No, I didn't.
Hey, we're on the same page, man. Great minds think alike, I guess.
Yes, you know, I tell those interns on Southside Glasses all the time about those key values you just laid out because I feel like those four things will help you be successful in life and make sure you are a vessel for people. People know that you are who you say you are. Because I believe in your word is your bond. And being loyal, being consistent, being connected, and being, you know, this shows a service. Because I want to help people know about your program, know about your new coach. I want people to hear about you because that's what I do. Because I feel like it's my duty to connect with you as a new coach and tell you, hey, it's somebody in Atlanta who has your back and willing to have you on your show. So that's kind of my why I do what I do. So it's funny you said those things because my guys across the glass here are amazed you said these things.
We didn't conspire earlier today or last night to say all these things. And you know, we talk about is that you serve consistently. It builds connection, which creates loyalty.
Amen to that, Sonny. Let me ask you this, man. You're in a great spot to recruit, man. Russ, you can get draw 5 hour, even where you go, you can get so much talent. Talk about being a great place like that to find talent. You can get to it without having to spend too much money on planes. Just drive there, see on Friday nights and see what you got. And also, being a national brand, Louisiana Tech, being a national brand, you can get nationally as well to get guys to come down there and play for you all.
No, absolutely. Yeah, the brand of Louisiana Tech and the logo, whenever I see it, I always thought of success on the football field. And that was the brand, the tough, hard-nosed football program. And that's what drew me initially to Louisiana Tech. You know, Coach Holtz and his staff, they did a great job over the last 9 years here. I think they made 7 bowl games in 9 years. They won 6 in a row. They did a really nice job. And, you know, the players that are in this state, they love to practice. And you hit the nail on the head is we're going to recruit Louisiana, you know, North Louisiana, South Louisiana. We're going to recruit East Texas. We're going to recruit Mississippi and Arkansas, South Arkansas. And so we feel like that those are the areas, in particular our state, the state of Louisiana. There's so much talent that's just around us and driving distance, whether it's 20 minutes, whether it's 2 hours, whether it's 5 hours. We want to make sure that we're in this state, in particular with all high school prospects, to make sure that we are known, to make sure that logo is being flown, but also make sure we're evaluating these kids because there's so much talent. The players are out there. It's just on our job to find them. It's harder to keep them a secret now, you know, with social media and with staffs that are built so much upon recruiting, the size of some staffs to monitor all of that. But I want our coaches, and we made it a point this spring, the state of Louisiana was going to be our bread and butter, and we're going to continue to do that.
Amen to that, man. Let me ask you this. How's the workouts been going? I know they're probably back on campus now for summer workouts. How's that been, getting that camaraderie with the guys even more, building that bond with those guys, building that connection that you want to have with those guys as you prepare for fall camp here in August, coming up here real soon?
Yeah, they've been going really well. They've been going great. And this time of year, it's always a little unique because we're about the only ones on campus. You know, anywhere you go, I mean, for the most part, the football teams, probably the one of the few team that is still on campus working out. And you have a lot of time to be with each other. And it's slowed down a little bit. So it's not the hustle and bustle of the season or a spring practice where you're always moving on to the next meeting or moving on to the next practice. And so you can really have a chance to visit with your players, to spend time with them, to watch them. And then also to get out there on the field and just to see how they work and in the heat. And, you know, everybody's doing it. And that's what you challenge. I'm sure every coach challenges their team is there's not a team in the country right now in college football that's not working out. So what are we doing to make ourselves different and to try to separate ourselves in the midst of this summer? Because this is where your toughness, this is where your team is really built, because you have 2 weeks of fall camp and then you are who you are. And we want to make sure that there's a certain level of toughness and tenacity that's built in our program during this time.
Now, Sonny, I got one more for you. It's the most important question I got for you because I'm a foodie. So I got to ask you, what's your favorite food spot in Ruston, man, that you've frequented a lot of times since you've been down there, man?
Hey, it's hard to name just one here in Ruston, man. We got the thing that I really like about Ruston is we have a lot of local spots. And there's not a ton of chains. There's a lot of local spots and that are very good, and they take very good care of us as coaches and our players in the community of Ruston. And so just been very appreciative of the uniqueness of this community when it comes to food, because you have a lot of locals that take very good care of the Louisiana Tech Bulldogs, and they have great food. I mean, we got restaurants, we've got fast food, we've got food trucks. I mean, they got it all out here at Ruston.
I got a bouncer for you. How's it been to meet Coach Talvin Hester? He's a good buddy of mine, and Coach Conkle as well, before he left and got another job at Tulsa. How was it to meet those two guys, and how cool were they to be around for a little while?
Yeah, really enjoyed my time with Coach Conkle. He did a phenomenal job here, and we visited several times in person. And, you know, this is a school where all the coaches try to support each other, whether it's text messages, whether it's physically showing up at other games and being present. And I knew Coach Hester a little bit. Our paths crossed there at Texas Tech. And so since he's gotten here, to be able to help him a little bit from the standpoint of, hey, I'm a little bit ahead of you in tenure, and so I can help you navigate through a few things, and then just the transition. And I'm just really excited to see what he's going to do with our basketball program. He's a coach that's ready for his opportunity, and that brings a ton of energy and has a really clear vision of what he wants in this program, and I think what he wants in his players. And so and I know he's very passionate about Louisiana Tech and North Louisiana as well.
Hey, son, it's been fun to talk to you. We'll do this again real soon, man. I hope to see you either at Charlotte or at MTSU this year, man.
Hey, I look forward to seeing you, too. I can't wait to meet you in person. Come on out and watch us.
It will do, buddy. Thanks so much, buddy.
All right, we'll talk to you later.
All right, now.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye now. What's up, family? Bet Online is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, contests, events with first-to-market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league from the MLB, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. Bet Online continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game betting, props, and futures. Head to Bet Online today or use your mobile device to join today and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code BELIEVE50, BLEAV50, to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet Online, where the game starts, who's a proud sponsor of the Boss Man Show on your radio.